Welcome to the Bear Arms Show. Your fun, sometimes witty source for news, commentary, and interviews. We focus on efforts to protect and restore the right to keep and bear arms. Arm yourself with the information you need to protect your rights. With your hosts, John and Michael.
Welcome to the latest, greatest episode of the Bear Arms Show. We're glad to have you with us. It is I, your humble host, John Willett, joined as always by my brother Mike.
Yeah.
You know what I found in New Jersey this week, Mike? I posted it on Facebook.
What?
Surge.
Oh, surge, yes.
Surge. You don't even know. You don't even know about the surge.
You don't even know.
But the surge is fantastic. I might have to go see if I can find another one. For anyone that saw that, good times.
Did you drink it and play video games?
I did not.
You're missing out. You need the full experience.
For anyone out there listening, we got a loaded episode for you this week. We have a bunch of stories and calling the shots. We got a couple of good topics. Well, they're not good things, but there's a couple of topics that are worthy of discussion. But before we get to any of that, we're going to be talking a little bit about our sponsors here. And as you can see right there in the middle, we have New Jersey Concealment Furniture. Come and find it.
NJ Concealment Furniture.
That's right. NJConceal.co. We got Justifiable Force Training at justifiableforcetraining.com. We also have Black Bag Resources, who's watching your back. They're watching your back almost as much as Bill O'Reilly's looking out for you.
Yes.
Probably even
go grab Sean's bag.
You're doing your best to like put us right up on the line of having to mark explicit, aren't you?
Yes.
You want to rub against that line almost as much as you want to rub against Sean's bag.
When you're talking about justifiable force training, I was going to be like, boom, in your face. But I didn't.
I'm sure Mike would appreciate that.
I'm sure Mike would.
Actually, I saw Mike Wolfert was posting on Facebook this week, and it had a picture of it was like four pictures, like all mushed together into one. And a couple of them, one of them was Bruce Lee saying that boards don't hit back. And then there was another one that showed like targets. It's like paper targets don't shoot back, you know, so emphasizing the dynamic nature of the training that he offers.
I like the Bruce Lee quote or the video where he's talking about being like water.
That's right. Be like water, my friend.
It crash. That's it right. Flows.
That's right. It does. All right. So before we get to the rest of the show, Mike's going to offer us up some words of wisdom.
And some Bruce Lee-like words of wisdom coming from Clint Smith. If you don't know who Clint Smith is, he's an instructor for Thunder Ranch. He's also a big part of the company, Thunder Ranch. They do firearms training. And he says, if the guy is putting his hands on you and you can get the gun out, the first thing your muzzle is going to cross is his groin. Regardless of gender, I'd shoot him right square in the crotch.
Some fun words of wisdom for this week.
Some excellent words of wisdom.
You know, I think we might have to take a look at how we format this because we started out the show talking about Sean's bag, and now you're talking about shooting somebody in the crotch. this is a very
it's a themed episode.
Yeah.
it's a crotch themed episode.
Wow. You know, the one or two women who listen to the show are like, we're done.
I don't know. If we're talking about shooting guys in the crotch, they might.
They might.
Right,
they
that.
Were done while we were talking about Sean's bag, but now that we're talking about shooting guys in the crotch, they're back in.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think
I was done with them, and then they drug me back in.
I was about to go subscribe to something else. Oh boy. So it's a good thing that we have a little bit of levity at the beginning of the show, because most of the topics for the show are going to be depressing. It's going to be a little rough today, folks.
They're going to make you angry.
Well, if you don't get angry, you have to laugh to not get angry, right? We got to be happy warriors, folks. We got to be happy warriors, people. So, number one, you want to set this up for us?
All right. So, a guy goes to buy a gun, and he's delayed. After the delay, he gets a denial. And it's like, why did I get denied?
Great question. Why did he get denied?
Why did I get denied? And it comes out that he had to appeal it, apparently, to find out why. And the reason he was denied, it was a VA administrative denial.
Dun, dun, dun.
What?
What does that
mean? So the VA is putting you on the next list as prohibited persons.
So obviously he had a fiduciary assigned and was deemed incompetent of handling his own financial affairs, and that's why they put a hold on his gun rights, right? Because he wasn't. That's why I'm saying that. It's because
he wasn't.
It didn't happen. He didn't have a fiduciary. They hadn't done anything to have him deemed incompetent. They just put him on a list. And they claim that they sent him letters to that effect, but he says he didn't get them. So they're just going around.
Because he was placed on the supervised direct payment status.
Which is meaningless. They're still sending the money directly to him. There's nobody who's assigned to watch over how, you know, what he does or whatever. They just put him on a list and said, oh, wait, because you're on this list, you're denied. And if you go on to read the article, there's people talking about this list saying, we don't even know what this list means.
Right. They're just contacting Nix and saying these people are to be added to the prohibited persons.
He doesn't have a fiduciary, but we're going to say that he might need one at some point or something. I mean,
right. Right. right.
They may need a fiduciary in the future. It's absolutely
they need one.
Aggravating. You know, this is the scary thing, you know, is people rely on the VA for services and stuff after they get out from serving our country in the armed forces. And then this is the way that they're treated.
So here's the scary thing. No due process was provided. The representative said that the client never received a hearing and that the determination of incompetency was made solely by a VA official.
Yeah, exactly.
You're incompetent now.
Yep. No due process, nothing. No due process. We're taking away somebody's rights.
But he could have appealed the determination when he received his letter.
If he'd received the letter.
If he had received the letter.
He says he didn't receive the letter.
I'm surprised. It wouldn't surprise me. There's a lot of letters that I don't receive. Oh, you got this letter.
Yeah. Mike knows about the VA, folks.
I know all about the VA. I deal with them every single month. I have to, because I get my medication from the VA. And guess how many times they've screwed up my medication in the last 6 months?
I really don't want to guess, because I'm sure it's more
six
than I'm
times. Wait, six times.
Once a month.
Once a month.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing at your pain, literally.
Quite literally.
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't have this medication, I'm in a lot of pain.
Right.
I'm sorry, but we screwed it up, and we can't fix it.
At least they haven't stolen your gun rights from you yet.
I'm waiting to hear on that one.
Or have they? You might not even
I should just go fill out a 4473 every day to see if they have put me on the list.
Oh, you're killing me. That's good. All right.
All right.
So that's what's happened with the VA. I mean, you can't make this up, man. The VA is either causing people's deaths or stealing their rights away from them. Like
putting them on lists to take their rights away or putting them on lists to kill them.
Right. Oh, my God. It's so. Oh.
But everyone should have universal health care, too. But anyway, I digress.
This is the thing. And then private care won't be any better. You know, we can't trust physicians who take care of everybody else.
But you can't trust physicians because they kill more people than assault rifles do every year.
Yeah. This is maddening, maddening. I'm so frustrated with this. I don't understand. Like, it's like they're trying. They have to be trying to do this, right? I mean, this wouldn't happen.
They did that on purpose.
Yeah, this wouldn't happen if they didn't intend to do it.
To get down to specifics, that had to be someone who has some knowledge of the NICS system and works at the VA and says, hey, let's just put these people on this list.
Right. Nah, it's unreal to me. I don't understand. And here's the thing is you're targeting the people who literally are the ones who have volunteered life and limb to protect this
country. Wrote a blank check.
And then you're going to target them to take away freedom from them. For no reason.
No cause. Literally, no cause.
Without due process. So you're not only limiting their Second Amendment rights, you're taking away their Fourth Amendment right, too.
Ta-da!
I'm ready to snap necks. I don't know what to say to this. It's, oh my God. All right. We have to move on.
It took mom a lot of talking with me dealing with the VA.
I bet.
Yep.
You're ready to snap next, too.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I was definitely not. I was definitely not. It only took them 8 years to even get close to straightening my stuff out. So,
right.
I was
8 years.
You know, I'm a patient person, so, you know, there is plenty of time.
Yeah. Yeah, plenty of time. You had your whole life to get your VA situation straightened out.
Right.
Right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's ongoing, too. It's ongoing. It's...
Oh, boy. We have to move on, because I...
Oh, yeah, we do.
What's up next?
Okay, so next is the New Jersey legislature is doing things that you're not going to like.
They're always doing things.
And John's going to fill you in on the wonderful things that the New Jersey legislature is doing.
All right, so we saw a couple things come out of the legislature this week. One, they passed a resolution that's intended to prohibit changes to the definition of justifiable need and how that's enacted, right? So,
we don't want definitions changing.
So, if we want to quickly review, a minor change was proposed to the regulations on the definition of justifiable need as instituted by the New Jersey State Police in their regulations. The changes were intended to better capture the definition of justifiable need provided by the court back in the 70s, I think it was, when they made their decision, Sicardi or whatever. So this is New Jersey Supreme Court defining justifiable need.
Wait a minute. Right?
The New Jersey State Police codified that definition, but they missed a part. They want to insert the part that they missed, and the New Jersey legislature says, no, we don't want you to insert the part of the definition according to the court that you missed. And apparently there's this arcane thing in the New Jersey Constitution that allows the New Jersey legislature to stop an action like this in the executive branch through the usage of a resolution, if it's properly formulated and passed and whatnot.
A backdoor to a backdoor.
Yeah. We're deep in the weeds when it comes to the workings of the New Jersey legislature and executive branch in relation to this whole justifiable need thing. Now, the interesting thing to me is that one, it wasn't much of a change. Basically, what they wanted to do was add a category of people who would meet the justifiable need standard. Basically, people who had serious threats that were documented, right? So right now you have to have like previous attacks and whatnot documented before you would qualify for a carry permit, which sometimes that's not even enough. And now they wanted to add a category of people who were facing serious threats. So not exactly a big change, right? But the New Jersey
Because
regular threats aren't good enough. Serious threats might be good enough. But the New Jersey legislature went absolutely bananas and said, no, serious threats aren't good enough for you to get a carry permit. Well, you have to stick with the same definition that you've had. So they don't want the change to be made to the regulations, which means that the state police isn't going to recommend approval. And if the state police regulations don't recommend approval, what are the chances that the New Jersey judge who actually gives you the permit once you go through the process? Because in New Jersey, it's not just a law enforcement agency that issues the permit. It's actually a judge that issues the permit. You have to go to court to actually get your permit. What are the chances if the police say no, that the judge is going to say yes? I mean, he has the ability to say yes, but they never do, right?
My mind was telling me no, but my body.
Okay.
My body was telling me yeah. Anyway. Sorry. That's one of those people that I think of a song every time I talk to someone.
Right. So yeah, absolutely crazy, right? I mean, and we're deep in the weeds on New Jersey legislative procedure and the executive branch, and who knows? I mean, I don't even know if this thing is binding on the executive branch. I mean, I guess it's supposed to be, but I don't know.
How would it be though?
I don't know that it was designed specifically for this type of situation. You know, it's designed to impact like findings of the executive branch, but I mean, they're trying to use the definition provided by a court case. So how does the New Jersey Supreme Court fit?
Right.
Like there's this whole intermingled thing.
So the legislator is going to say, no, the executive branch can't do what the judicial branch actually said to do.
Right.
Doesn't sound right to me.
No. So okay. Here's the thing, does the executive branch go along and say, okay, we're not going to do it? Or do they say, you don't have any power over whether or not we do this, we're going to do it anyway, and then end up fighting it out in the courts or something? I don't know. We're going to have to ask some experts.
Make me.
We're going to have to ask some experts to discuss this, and hopefully that'll be coming up soon. Or you know what? That could even be something that we do over on the Facebook page on Facebook Live. So if you don't like our Facebook page, definitely like our Facebook page. That could be something that comes up
that you may be seeing soon.
That's right. All right. There's also more news out of New Jersey legislature.
Yes.
There is a new bill that would require temporary transfers of a firearm for the person who the firearm is being, well, for both people who are temporarily transferring a firearm at a range, would
that means to, one person handing another person a firearm. That's right. What a temporary transfer is.
Yes. Both of them would need to have either a firearms ID card, a pistol purchase permit, or a permit to carry a weapon. A permit.
Wait permit a minute. To carry. I have a permit to carry.
Yeah, but your permit to carry is not issued by New Jersey, so they probably won't recognize it.
But does it say New Jersey permit to carry?
The legislation does not literally say a New Jersey permit to carry. I guarantee you would be charged should your temporary transfer come to the attention of the authorities. You would be charged, and you would be the test case for that. So good luck. Good luck sitting in a New Jersey jail cell for who knows how long.
Insanity. Right, that's exactly
insanity. The thing. This to me is the scariest thing yet, and this, the reason is this is designed to kill gun culture. This is designed
that's exactly it.
To stop people from becoming gun owners in the first place.
This is exactly what we have been talking about.
This
telling
is
people to get out there and talk to their people in their districts to vote pro gun people in.
Yeah.
Because this is the end goal.
Yep.
To prohibit people from even touching a gun.
This is designed to kill safety education. This is designed so that you would only, like, we want to say, hey, come and shoot with me at the range. Now you can say, hey, come watch me shoot at the range. Like,
come and learn how to handle firearms safely. No, you can't even do that.
Yeah.
By watching someone else. No. Yeah. A third of people learn by doing.
Yep.
So you're taking a whole third of the population and telling them that they can't learn how to be safe with firearms.
So to me, theoretically, this is what would happen to someone who lives in New Jersey. If this passes and gets signed into law, you would be able, theoretically, to go out of state to buy a long gun legally in another state, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring it back to New Jersey and then go shoot it at a range, because it's only about the temporary transfer. If you own the gun and you go to the range, it's not a temporary transfer, right? But you still wouldn't be able to go to the range and shoot someone else's gun, even if you had your own.
Oh boy.
So this sets up some really silly circumstances here in New Jersey. This thing is designed to hurt us. And the sad thing is that, frankly, it appears to be targeted towards ranges that rent firearms to hurt their business.
Targeting firearms owners. Targeting.
Not even just targeting firearms owners. Targeting people who come here, maybe even from other countries, and they want to shoot a gun while they're here. Right? Now they can't do that. Targeting
people. Yeah, and they say that they support the Second Amendment when they're trying to keep everyone.
Tony Simon's diversity shoots, when he has first-time shooters there, and they say, you know, hey, you want to go shoot a firearm? We'll give you some safety training. Whether or not they decide to become a gun owner later on, it's good for them to learn how to handle a firearm safely. Should they encounter one somewhere in the world afterwards, can't do it now.
if this law is passed, if this bill is passed.
Right. This is about creating obstacles to teaching people firearm safety from the supposed gun safety advocates.
Right. Who's really about safety?
Exactly.
Who's about control?
Yep. So that's what's happening here in New Jersey. Now, this, to me, this seems to be designed to fall in line with what we've been seeing with the supposed universal background checks that you see being proposed in other states, where they want temporary transfers to be going through a background check. In those states, they're talking about a NICS check. Here, they're talking about a months-long PPP FID permit to carry process.
Or a carry permit.
I included carry permit.
Which is
you're talking about in the other states? In the other states, if you have a carry permit, you're fine too. But this is worse in New Jersey than it would be in other states. Because here, it takes months to get a firearms ID card. So you have someone who wants to learn how to safely handle a gun. They won't even be able to touch it for up to 12 months. And in some cases, you know, because it's not their fault they're a woman. Hello, Orange Police Department, whoever you guys were. They're not going to even issue the permit. They're going to say, no, we're going to deny you for whatever reason they want. To even touch a gun now. To even get training on how to safely handle one.
So, New Jersey, this is the time to stand up. It's coming. You have weeks. Weeks. You need to vote. You need to vote pro-gun.
So, calling the shots. What we got?
All right. Some good news. We have some good news. Calling the shots. West Virginia expanding their rights to carry. West Virginia is expanding their right to carry to the 18 to 21 crowd. In the state of West Virginia.
Wow. Lowering the carry age to 18. That's impressive.
Kind of like Idaho.
Yeah. I see you're wearing an NRA hat today.
I am wearing an NRA hat. I got this NRA hat while I was in New Jersey for the NJ Safe conference.
Nice. What's up next?
Next, we have Sandy Hook. The parents filed the lawsuit against a firearms manufacturer, and that lawsuit was dismissed.
Protection of lawful commerce in arms. You can't blame the manufacturer for the criminal actions of someone who uses their product and the product functions as intended.
Are you going to sue GM, Ford, Chrysler, Lincoln, Mercury, whoever else, Mercedes, Porsche? If someone uses a vehicle to run down pedestrians.
Of course.
No.
Oh.
Yeah, right. Right. We need to tax the gas more to keep those unlawful drivers at bay.
That's right. The Brady Center to reduce vehicular violence.
Those high-capacity spark plug engines.
Those high-capacity gas tanks.
Yes.
No more than 10 gallons.
Okay. Next, we have the man that shot at George Zimmerman during their road rage incident.
Wow. This was months ago, this is the beginning of the year, year and a half, I think, or more.
So a man shot at George Zimmerman during a road rage incident. He got sentenced to 20 years in prison.
Nice. The fact that anyone who's, you know, willing to kill another person over something that happens on the road, kind of like the fact that they're going to jail.
Right. And last but not least, we have an article from BearingArms.com. Gun control supporter assaults a concealed carrier with his firearm. Shoots him in the leg.
So just to clarify here, this is a gun control advocate.
Gun control advocate.
Taking a concealed carrier's firearm.
Takes a concealed carrier's firearm. And then shoots him
with the firearm.
Shoots him with the firearm. Gun control supporter, going to jail.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Aggravated assault, they were charged with.
How did, if it was concealed,
so
what happened? How did he know?
This is probably due to the fact that your concealed firearm is not always concealed. If you're reaching high for a shelf, you have it in a certain location and you bend over, whatever. If you have a small back carry and you bend over, it may be exposed. Okay. And if you're not, so small the back carry is not highly advised because you can't have positive control over it all the time. So with small the back carry, it would be fairly easy to take someone's firearm.
Right.
So I'm assuming that they're probably carrying small the back. They were doing bending over, squatting, doing something. Firearm was exposed. Gun control supporter, I guess, was, I don't know, aggravated or irritated or something, lost their mind, took the firearm, which was theft, you know, and then waved it at someone else.
Right.
Which is, you know, posturing. We talked about posturing. And then shot the person that they took it from, which is aggravated assault.
Gotcha. So I guess what the takeaway is here is that for those listeners who are in places of the country where you do have a carry permit, you know, and can carry like you, it's important to maintain concealment. And also to think about where you carry and it, so that's in a position where it's easy for you to defend it.
Yep. Carry on your hip or appendix carry or maybe an ankle holster or maybe an over the shoulder rig with a garment over it. So you can positively control your carry weapon, your firearm.
Yeah.
You want to maintain control. You want to be able to control it.
Right. Retention is going to be key. I mean, you know, those
retention gun control, is key.
These gun control people are crazy.
They are. They'll tackle you. They'll shoot you with your own weapon. They're insane.
Right. And
they talk about, talk about arming themselves and going into the NRA and not leaving a person alive. They talk about that stuff.
Wow.
So, I don't know who would go into a place.
Gun control nuts, man.
I don't know who would go into a place of business that had a range in their basement, but it's like robbing a gun store. You don't rob a gun store. You got to watch out for those gun controllers.
You do. Gun control nuts.
They'll call the police and tell you that you're waving your firearm around and pointing it at people.
Oh, they'll try to swat
you. So you get swatted.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
They should get swatted. By Bubba in the big house.
By Bubba. Oh, boy. All right. So that's going to be it for this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself while listening to it. Probably more so at the end than in the middle there. Want to ask, we've gotten a couple more five-star reviews since we asked for them. So I'm going to ask again, if you're listening to the show, if you could go on iTunes and review us and hopefully write something that you like or dislike about the show to help us make it better. You can also send me an email, john@beararmshow.com, or you can send Mike an email at
michael@beararmshow.com.
There we go. And we love hearing from you guys anytime that we do, and we look forward to hearing from you more. And
like our Facebook page.
Like our Facebook page. Hopefully we're going to be getting an expert on sometime this week to talk about what's happening in the Jersey legislature for maybe a Facebook Live thing. So with that, we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the Bear Arm Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please head over to iTunes to rate and leave a review. This helps spread the word, and we thank you for it. For show notes or updates about new episodes, please visit www.beararmshow.com.